And welcome to In Poor Taste.
Hello!
Hey, Eric, how you doing today?
Wacky, waving, inflatable arm, fun time, man!
All right. I didn't know we had this guy in the studio today. Holy shit. Oh, well, for the listener, he's waving around, flapping his arms.
That visual thing again.
Yeah, it's perfect visual gag for the podcast.
Yeah.
Eric, what do you have in your hand there? It looks like a piece of paper.
Well, did you check your mailbox today?
My mailbox?
Yeah, we have mailboxes down here.
We have
them
mailboxes?
Installed. I had them installed episode 2.
Whoa, back up.
Yeah, because I knew...
We have mailboxes?
Yes. Yours is full of hate mail. Only
right.
Hate mail.
Well, read your letter here,
okay.
And then
I'll
get mine.
Yours is full of hate mail and one other thing that looked like a porn, but...
Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, it was like...
Leave that there. Don't touch that.
Like, crotch cumber dudes of February or something?
Yeah, I do have a crotch cumber weekly and a crotch cumber monthly and a crotch cumber bimonthly and a crotch cumber semi-annual.
Would you say that you're a crotch cumber condenser?
I'm not done. And a crotch cumber swimsuit edition.
So you're
That's my favorite.
Crotch cumber condenser.
Yes, I'm a crotch cumber condensator.
Condensationer?
I'm a crotch cumber humidifier. So read the damn letter.
Oh, okay.
God.
Dude, I was trying to stall because I'm trying to learn how to read.
Okay,
here we go.
In the meantime.
That's all I got, folks.
Okay. Sound it out, Eric.
All right.
Sound it out.
So, I'm kidding, people. I can read.
He can't really read.
This is where we have a translator come in.
I'm feeding him lines, but we're editing out the part where I feed him the line.
Line.
Two.
two.
I can't read either. Okay. J-Pro's feeding me the lines. We're editing this all out.
This
it's magical.
Terrible.
This is the best editing
Should
of any.
Start over.
So far, this has been magical. This episode, how much editing that's gone into it already?
I know you're gonna.
We've been here recording for 2 hours just to get this intro.
Yeah, we're gonna edit for like a week.
Yeah, it's
okay.
That's why it takes so long for the only listener. That's why it takes so long for me to get episodes out. We have to edit out like 4 or 5 hours.
The only listener. In my mailbox was a letter from J-Pro, and I wonder what it says. So, here, let me open.
I think everyone wonders what it says at this point.
Okay. Let me get it open.
God, we got, like, fucking blue balls.
All right. Here we go. All right. To Eric, I'd like to give a firm verbal handshake, metaphorically, to Eric, for his loyalty, support, and genuinely having my back. Oh, wait. Quotes, having my back. End quote.
Okay. It's weird that he wrote to Eric twice in there, but go on.
He did. But I figuratively owe you a reach around. Oh, thank you. Thanks, J Pro.
That's a nice letter. That's really
and
nice letter.
And this is in regards of what happened in episode 11 when the creepy, molesting producer came in. Did something happen?
Let me go get mine.
Okay. Yeah, did you see that mailbox is full of, like, so many hate letters and...
Hang on.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I'm almost got it.
Oh.
This one's crumbled up inside. It's not my fault this time.
I don't think it was before.
Hang on. Almost got it. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Well. My dearest Sean. That's a nice way to start it. You can literally lick my balls. Whoa. If you are upset by my statement, please remind yourself you can feel free to lick my balls. With warm regards, J-Pro. Hashtag get me a mic. I don't think that's how hashtags work.
See, actually, I was correct. It's all full of hate mail.
Yeah, this does qualify as hate mail.
Yes, it does.
This is fucked. I guess in his defense, I didn't really step in and defend him in any way. While
I noticed I didn't get a hashtag.
While so much
get
shade.
Me a mic, so he's telling you to get him a fucking mic.
Well, we'll have to do that someday.
Hashtag.
But we don't have one now, and I don't foresee one in the near future because we are like so in debt.
So
we had to pay, we actually had to pay the only listener for being here.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
did he audit us?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So I'm like so concerned about J-Pro. So did that producer touch you somewhere?
We got a thumb sideways.
I'm
not sure how to interpret that, and I'm scared.
Did he rub his pickle-tini on your back?
The pickle-tini. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, the dirty Russian.
Yes.
That was the grossest.
I actually, you know, thought that was a pretty good idea, the white Russian with the pickle in it, so mm-hmm. It's a pickle-tini.
Pickle-tini, mm-hmm. The dirty Russian. Yeah, there's a lot of different names for it, folks.
So,
I mean,
I'm sorry that happened. If you need therapy or if you need to see any kind of counseling,
don't come to us for funding.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it on your own dime.
We don't have the money for that.
If you want a mic, it's either one or the other, therapy or a mic. So
yeah, actually, neither of those are in the budget. So sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe someday, kid.
Yeah, possibly.
Slugger.
Probably not.
Champ.
It's never gonna happen. We couldn't be here. We're actually doing a nighttime episode.
Oh yeah, and isn't that funny? Because last Wednesday when we were out getting those wings, because they're fancy, they're wings.
Wings.
Remember Jeff was begging us to do a night show.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny that it happened to be this way?
I don't know if you could describe it as funny. Or classify it as fucked. I think he somehow. I mean, okay.
Did he mind fuck the whole schedule?
Dude, Jeff, it has some strange witchcraftian ways to get shit done that he wants. Like, he said that, and now here we are. And then he talks all this shit on Jon Stewart and saying how he should get fired. And then Jon Stewart says he's going to retire, like, literally, like, a week later.
Wow.
So I'm starting to suspect Jeff is a warlock.
A warlock?
Yeah.
With dreadlocks.
He's the dreadlock warlock.
Yes, I like it.
Oh, man. Jeff with dreadlocks would be epic. Uh-huh. For the listener who doesn't know Jeff, I guess you'll never get that joke. Just imagine one of your friends with dreadlocks and then laugh quietly to yourself and then have a tear come out of your eye and just very slowly and drip off your chin.
One silly bastard with dreadlocks.
Yeah, he's silly and he's a laughinist. So we appreciate yeah. Him laughing at every one of our dirty
every
jokes.
Every single one of our jokes.
Yeah, if you make a dirty joke, like right now, balls.
I laughed.
I think he just laughed. I'm guessing.
Future laughs, present.
All right, we love you, Dreadlock Warlock.
Yes, that's his new name now.
The Dreadlock Warlock.
The Dreadlock Warlock.
Sing-a-ching! His power comes from the dreadlocks. What else is going on in the news?
Well, we were doing our taxes, and it's just every year it sucks. It's like,
yeah, around this time of year.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to get some money back, and then either you never do or, you know, it's like way less than you thought, and I don't know.
Personally, I always get about the exact same amount every year back for my taxes, which I enjoy. But you were saying that you didn't get much back. Oh, my burrito's done.
Yeah, the burrito's done.
Got to get that.
Okay.
You were saying you're not going to get much back?
Well, no, we don't know for sure yet, but when I was walking out, she just said that it had gone down significantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
easier for you to say.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, what's really fucked up is you got these rich motherfuckers making millions of dollars paying like 10% taxes or zero because they finagle some fucking backdoor way of not paying any taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And we all pay like 12.5% minimum to the federal government, then tack on all the other taxes we pay.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. They don't even work by the sweat of their brow either.
I know. They just sit there and push money around, and then their money basically makes their money.
Yeah.
Right? They're money making money.
They're making money with their money.
But it kind of, I was thinking about it, and I thought of something funny.
You thought about something funny regarding rich people's money?
Yes. Yes. And it was kind of like,
was the day rather sunny?
Mm-hmm. Keep rhyming. Keep going.
I ran out. Shit.
Is your name Doug Funny?
Well, you already said funny.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I thought
I didn't
too.
Hear you because I was being busy being awesome. So.
All right. Did you see that meme where Roger Klotz and Macklemore are the same person?
Yes, I did. That's pretty funny, and they kind of are.
Sorry to sidetrack.
Okay, so this would kind of be like Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
But every time.
They call themselves that. You know that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they would. So this is actually going to work out pretty well.
All right, go for it.
So it would be, you know, they as soon as they make more money by pushing their money around, making money for money, they say, by the power of the girth of my money cock.
Yeah.
And then they would hold a sword in the air, fucking lightning striking everywhere.
Yeah.
A tiger, like, he jumps on the back of a tiger, mm-hmm. and he's like, rah,
rah. Yeah, a tiger with armor on it.
Yeah, and he fucking...
Because that's necessary.
Yeah, and he takes off across, like, a money plane, and he's just, like, beheading...
A money plane.
He's beheading poor people.
Nice. And every time he slices through them, they just turn into gold coins.
Mm-hmm. And then he goes back and picks them up.
Yeah, well, he doesn't need to because they just all magnetize to his...
Yeah, that's why the cat's wearing
magnetic
armor.
Yeah.
Yes, there we go.
Magnetic cat armor. We finally got to the bottom of this.
People, not only are we comedians,
and
we
geniuses.
Are also researchers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're all of the above, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. You come here
or
for the
all
comedy.
Of the below.
You come here for the comedy. You stay for the knowledge.
Is that like paying for the whole seat but only sitting on the edge?
No, I've never heard that before.
Oh. I thought I heard that somewhere.
No, I don't think so. Not on this show. Never on this show.
Must have been a different podcast.
Yeah. And I don't appreciate you trying to do callbacks. What do you think this is? A comedy podcast?
I'm sorry, sir. I forgot this was educational.
Hey, you want to download our comedy podcast? Why don't you go to fuckrightoff.com? Huh? This is an educational podcast.
Sean!
This is basically NPR.
Sean, you're losing it! You're falling apart!
This is basically NPR, you son of a... I'm sorry. Lost my temper.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, his boner just exploded out of his pants.
My apologies to the lady upstairs.
Mm. Yeah.
And her frightened and abused animals.
Why hasn't anybody taken those animals yet?
Right? They need to take her away and put her in a...
Now there's a solution.
Right? They gotta lock her the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we... I thought we had tried to do something to her to get her out of there a few weeks back. I can't remember what it was. Right. We rigged up her an entire apartment like Home Alone mode.
Oh.
And I put fucking thumbtacks on the floor and tar and... put strings across the doorway so she'd fall into a pit of razor blades. I dug a pit and filled with the razor blades in her apartment.
Did you let them rust for a little bit?
Well, that's the only kind I have because...
Oh, they're just sitting around in a box somewhere.
Razor blades are expensive, Eric.
Yeah.
I can't afford to just go out and buy brand new razor blades every 5 years.
Can you answer me a question?
No. Yes. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't want to commit.
How in the fuck does that Kevin kid from Home Alone do all that shit? How does he know... That he's like basically a contractor by the age of 10.
He's a death contractor.
Yes. And how does he know to like, you know, that these buckets are going to swing at the right angle and knock out these criminals that just happen to be the right height for each one?
He is a genius, definitely. He's a Rube Goldberg genius.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. That is a fucking great...
Rube Goldberg now has the biggest boner in his grave.
Was that a guy? I guess that must have been a guy.
Rube? I mean...
Oh, clearly.
I don't know. I've never met a...
Maybe that's what they...
I'm being stereotypical right now,
well,
aren't
wait. I? Whatever you fool somebody, don't you call him a Rube like back in the 20s? I guess not you, but in the 20s, they'd be like, he's a Rube. Like, what a Rube. He fell for it again. Maybe because he was named Rube Goldberg, he like had to kind of overcompensate with his intelligence by making these ridiculous contraptions that were totally
His dad was so hard on him the whole time, like, he never do anything good enough.
You're a Rube, what is the reason we called
you
like, Rube,
dad,
Rube?
Dad, look, I made this snare trap.
What is that? Fuck you,
he's
Rube.
Like, that's a fucking snare trap. You're a piece of shit.
A fucking Neanderthal could invent a snare trap, you fucking worthless
and then
pilot
he's like, okay,
shit.
Hmm.
Dad, look what I made. It's a death axe on a swivel.
Rube.
And it's controlled when you open the door.
That's dumb, you stupid fuck.
Rube, why don't you use your brain for once, you little fuck?
God damn.
And why do you sound like you've been inhaling helium?
I have been. It's my next prototype.
Your next prototype is helium.
Yeah. I'm just going to float away. That's the final solution. Just float away.
Bye, Dad. You're such an asshole. I can't stand you. Fuck off.
One of these days, I'm gonna make a contraption and kill you, Dad!
Yeah, so it just confuses him the whole time. It's like a boot comes down, hits a tennis ball, the tennis ball goes flying into a crock pot, the crock pot heats up to 300. That part takes a long time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he sits around for 6 hours.
The water
hours.
Starts to boil in the crock pot.
That's not a thing that happens.
Who's telling the story here?
Oh, sorry.
then that the condensation from that, the steam.
Again, another 10-minute process.
He's gonna be so confused by time, and then at the very end, like
4 days later.
Yeah,
we check back in on Rube Goldberg's dad.
He eventually is smushed by
Jerry Goldberg,
a grand piano, played by Jerry Goldberg.
But wait, the grand piano is smushing Jerry Goldberg, and he's playing the grand piano.
Yes.
So it just falls over backwards onto him.
Yes.
It just rolls over 90 degrees, and he just gets stuck there and starves to death over the course of weeks.
Yes, that's exactly how.
Because everybody knows Jerry Goldberg was a fat fuck.
That's how he survived for so long, off his body fat.
Oh my god, we have officially jumped the shark here on this show. We have officially got on a motorcycle and jumped over a pool full of sharks with laser beams on their heads.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can I get some?
You are not Dr. Evil, so no.
That's a shame. Because I felt like shaving my head and growing a scar on my face.
Growing a scar, yes. Yeah, because everyone knows that's how scars are formed.
That's what they told me.
It's a Rube Goldberg
in biology. That's what they told me. I mean, I really wasn't paying attention too well, but it's something I remember.
You know, Rube was really pissed off that his little brother's name was Rubik, and he had a cube that nobody could solve. I don't know where I'm going with that, but I figured I'd sort of throw that out there. Rube and Rubik.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's a terrible one. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry you tuned in.
Dayrek?
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling you Dayrek now.
Oh, it is my name.
Because of that.
Technically,
for now. Another year, you are Dayrek.
Oh, God, don't remind me. Fucking only listener, what a dick.
I can't believe you actually changed your name, though.
Holding that over us like a really slow Rube Goldberg contraption.
You're really dedicated to the pod.
Yeah, I am. I really am. I literally have nothing else going on for me right now. So, might as well be the podcast.
Okay, I can take that.
All right. So, do we have any sponsors this episode? Because we are out of money.
Yeah, we need some cha-ching.
Gotta make that money. Gotta make that money. Money. Give me the money. Give me the bills.
Honey.
Give me that shit fit to kill.
Honey.
Give me that shit. I got skills.
Honey.
Give me that shit.
Money. Honey.
Thumbs down
from J-Pro.
This is unprecedented.
Oh,
he's got a toe down.
Toe down.
He's double toeing down.
Holy
oh
shit.
Oh my god.
I've never seen a movement like that before.
He just did.
Oh.
I wish that the listener could see what J-Pro just did.
Mm-hmm.
He
had everything on his body.
He looked like
face
a
down.
Severely displeased frog trying to swim in space. Did you ever see those space frogs that... In NASA, they just let a frog go and it just kind of spins in a circle and kicks like it's trying
That's
to swim.
That's pretty... Isn't that mean?
Look, man, if you can't torture a frog, what can you do in space?
Well, I guess firecrackers wouldn't be a good idea because of all the pure oxygen along on board of the ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing would explode if you shoved that firecracker... firecracker up a frog's ass.
Oh,
or
man.
Maybe that is what... We could start a new company making firecrackers just for blowing up frogs, and we can call them firecrappers because they're going up the frog's ass. Or do you think PETA would have a problem with that?
PETA would have a problem with that. I think PETA would have a problem with just about anything involving animals. If you look at an animal wrong, you're giving a PTSD.
Oh, shit.
And they
so
will...
I shouldn't have pet my cat today when I got home from work?
Now, let's put a pin in the PETA thing because I got something to say about that. But
okay.
I want to get back to firecrapper because this is important.
Okay, firecrapper.
How about we pack a portageon full of gunpowder and put a long wick on it and light that off? That's the firecracker.
There you go.
It's a crapper-sized firecracker.
You know, I actually saw that.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Do we have any other ideas, J-Pro? Any other ideas for firecracker? All right, moving on. PETA thinks that animals are more important than women. Now, here's what I'm talking about. PETA has all these campaigns where they have, like, women naked laying on a plate and saying, like, think about what you're having for dinner and all this shit.
Well, now I just want pussy.
Oh, my.
J-Pro's got boners up.
Oh, my God. All right, so they put these naked women out. Like, they basically sexualize their message in a big way. So... They're definitely saying that women's rights are less important to them and the, you know, feminism is less important to them than animals are, in my mind. So just thinking, you know, I mean, I guess I should have saved that for a not cool, bro.
Not cool, bro. It's not like Clint Eastwood. Is that how he'd say it?
You know what?
Not cool, bro.
Let's just drop in the not cool, bro theme song right here. J-Pro, can you drop that in right here? Wah, wah. Not cool, bruh. Cool. Yeah, that is a great theme song, isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is. I do like that. I was very bonerized when I first heard it.
I guess you guys just heard that, but mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sorry to bring it back around again. Should we re-record it right now? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, I thought you were going to go with me. Oh my God, we got J-Pro in the background doing a beat.
Oh, we have J-Pro went, and I didn't. I sat here like a deer in the headlights.
Just staring at me.
I'm like, what?
Well, let's cut this entire last segment. Cut that out, J-Pro. All right. Yeah, we're going to go to commercial. We may or may not be back. You know, again, I mean, we've said it since episode one. This is unprofessional and probably doesn't even deserve to continue existing.
I'm just glad that we're allowed to do our own thing now again.
Yeah, since we have no listeners.
Terrible, I like to call it terrible episode 11.
Yeah, it is a little bit freeing that there's no more listeners. It's kind of like start over, because we can say really whatever we want in these microphones. We're basically farting into the wind at this point.
Because we're farting in the wind.
Farting in the wind.
We're just two lost farts floating in the wind.
Two farts floating in the breeze.
So I heard a rumor on
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Farts Club Band. Sorry, go ahead.
I've got farts in my pants.
I think two farts in the wind is the funniest thing we've ever said at this point.
Two farts in the wind.
Two farts, lonely farts, farts looking for other farts in the wind. And I think I'm gonna cut out this part where I sing about farts. Or maybe I will leave it in. Oh, that kind of rhymed.
Yeah, that was. It kind of.
Oh,
somebody needs to get that damn burrito out of the microwave.
I think it's got to be burned by now. You microwave a burrito for long enough.
So I was going to say, I heard on the.
Hang on, let me check it.
Okay. A pod rumor. Anything?
God, it's still fucking frozen on the inside.
Well, put it on for another 15 minutes. All right. So I heard a pod rumor.
How long does it take to fucking microwave a burrito?
Well, apparently J-Pro's microwave.
It's like a 2-watt microwave.
Yeah,
a
2-watt microwave.
Oh, fuck.
It's powered by not a hamster.
It's powered by a Rube Goldberg machine that takes weeks to get going.
Oh, shit.
That's why.
One of my Rube Goldberg machines.
Yeah. The crock pot is still trying to heat up enough to boil the water. It could be weeks.
So I heard a pod rumor.
A pod rumor?
A rumor pod.
A rumor pod?
Or a cast rumor. Or a rumor cast.
Rumor cast sounds good. I like rumor cast.
Okay. That Eric, the only listener.
The only listener.
That he is starting another podcast. Just like, is he going to be our arch villain of podcasts?
What's he going to call it?
I don't know yet, but he like sent me a text that said, "Wake the fuck up, shit's about to get real," and then some like emoticon with like, you know, the turd
emoticon.
Yeah, the turd emoticon, and then it was like a finger pointing towards me.
I think that's called the emotiturd.
Emotiturd. Okay. So anyway, I don't know if this is true or false, but
did he call you a shit?
One of the other casters. Yeah, I think like a turd, and he's pointing at me at something. I don't know. I don't really understand emoticons.
Emoturds.
But another fellow caster had told me that he heard about this. That there's going to be epic battles, epic pod battles, and other sorts of
epic pod battles.
Yeah, because he's going to battle our pod.
Oh.
So
I wonder if he's going to call it something like "In Good Taste."
Kill Derek. I mean Sean.
That's a really terrible title. It's almost as bad as In Poor Taste. Uh-huh. Go to commercial.
That's a big beard. That must be Abe Lincoln.
1800 follicles of grow whatever the fuck I want. I can respect that. Grow that long, weird beard. Damn it, my beard's stuck in my mouth.
There is a seventh plane wherein things, strange things, occur. Things you'll never believe. Things you never thought you could believe. Things you believe you never thought you saw. Things you smelled you never thought you saw you smelled or heard before. And other things that are also there. We join Peter sitting in his basement at 1:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's nothing on television. Or is there? Prepare yourselves to enter the Midnight Vector.
Man,
good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Ever good
I'm
on
Luscious
TV.
Caramel.
And I'm Burt Rentals.
And this is News on the Sevens on Channel 7. Today in Ethiopia.
You'll never catch me, Lodestar Desperado!
Are you suffering from the troubles? Oh, I just need a bunch of lube and I can.
Fucking clown porn.
Just go!
Kill
yourself.
What? No.
Casadoro Brothers.
Hello. I'm Giorgio Casadoro.
Oh, find yourself watching Tad's Pro.
Hey, kids!
Fucking.
All you have to do is grab a knife and
walk upstairs and
murder your wife, Peter.
What? No way. I must be hearing things.
With the taste so good, it'll fuck you.
Peter, god damn it, this is the television talking to you. I'm telling you, go kill your wife and kill yourself. How fucking stupid do you have to be? Do I have to fucking come there and kill your wife for you, you dumb motherfucker? Go, do it.
Okay. What the fuck?
What the fuck, man? This show's terrible.
I know. I'm totally confused.
Some kind of weird Twilight Zone ripoff. Fuck this. Let's go outside and throw a frisbee or something.
All right. Put your dick away first.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
Hey, Dad. Can I ask you a personal question?
What is it, son?
What do you do about ball bag mold?
I'm glad you asked, son. I always reach for Autumn's Cusp Gentlemanly Douche. It's the only male douche that smells like horsehide and cigars. It also helps with shaft musk and taint growed.
Yes, when you're feeling unclean down in that area, reach for Autumn's Cusp Gentlemanly Douche. It also is good for pre-cum crust, snail trails, and pubic grime. Now in springtime mint, boisterous lilac, and avocado. Autumn's Cusp Gentlemanly Douche. Douche your balls and your shaft.
Results may vary.
Well, we're back from playing some Frisbee. That was a weird show we just saw.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch that again.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Why would the TV even tell him to kill his wife?
I don't know. It's like those old 1950s television shows, man. They didn't have much to go
what
on.
What was it called again? Like, Moon Hole Express?
Taint Hole Place?
Glory Hole...
Glory Hole University, yeah, something like that.
Glory Hole Masters.
Masters of the Universe. Oh, it was He-Man.
Oh.
With the girth of my glory hole, I will destroy you.
I don't know if the girth of a glory hole is something you generally brag about. It's just people never talk about the shape and status of the glory hole. It's
no.
Just they kind of just look past it like it's just a hole. Is it round? Is it square? What if you had a triangular
and
glory
hole?
Would
Skeletor use it?
Skeletor here. The shape of your glory hole is unglorious.
Skeletor, you'll never destroy me. I'm He-Man.
I don't know what He-Man sounds like. What did he sound like?
He's kind of like a pretty boy jock, like kind of sounding guy. I don't know. Hordak is the other one I like.
His name is Hordak?
Hordak, yeah.
I don't remember much about that show.
Well, no. Hordak was from She-Ra.
She-Ra? Wasn't that the same show?
No, she had her own show.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
A spinoff?
Yeah, a spinoff.
Man, I really don't remember much.
She-Ra!
Was that a song?
Yeah, that's the little, like, little chime they had for her.
Oh, okay.
And then you hear like, and that was like the, you know, the frame spinning in and then spinning back out to,
oh, okay,
to go to the next scene.
Interesting.
She-Ra! She-Ra! Now you guys can all tell me how bad I suck at singing, because I know. I know.
I thought you were just yelling She-Ra at me a couple of times.
Yeah. See, I don't even know what singing sounds like.
I don't even know what singing is.
You guys are so privileged. I've never heard a note in my life.
Welcome back to another meeting of Non-Singers Anonymous.
Hi.
Welcome, Tone Deaf Jerry, back to the group.
Hi, how are you today?
What?
I don't mean, not deaf.
Oh.
That's down the hall.
That's deaf-ass Daryl.
The deaf People Anonymous is down the hall.
Huh?
Down the hall. Can someone wheel him out of here?
Okay, yeah, I'll get him.
Also, nice wheelchair, though. You might be tone deaf, but you do some great squeaky sound effects.
I'm telling you, I think I could do a lot of Foley work for some people.
That is true. You do have a knack for specifically squeaky Foley work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, for some reason. Other,
what about, do you have a dolphin?
My resume is squeaky clicky.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. I went there.
Do you have a dolphin?
We're never coming back.
Do you do a dolphin?
Oh. Wait, hold on. No, I can't do a dolphin, though. Nope. There's no dolphin sound. I can... Maybe, like... What was that movie with Tom Hanks where... Did you get your fucking burrito out of the microwave? It's been cooking for, like, an hour now. Is it...
Frozen.
I think it froze.
Oh, no, on the very end. Oh, no. Deep inside. Ow! All right. Deep inside, it's molten. And on the edges, it's frozen. I'm going to put it in for longer.
Okay. Put it in for another 2 hours.
Yeah. I set it for 3 hours. So it should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of 3 hours, we've been literally recording in here for like 10 hours, and we've had to cut out like so much that, I mean, if we just put this out raw... we would have like 7 months worth of podcasts.
Raw, we'd have sore, like abrased skin for how raw it is.
Oh, you mean rubbed raw?
Yeah, exactly. We'd have calluses on our knees.
Yeah, we should rub this podcast raw.
Because we've been on our knees a lot doing this podcast.
Welcome back to the Rawcast.
For some reason, Sean, he thinks it's kind of a... You know how like in Japan where they do jumping jacks and stuff before each day?
No.
Work day?
I'm unfamiliar with this.
Well, yeah, they do, like, you know, gymnastics and stuff like that before they go to work. They stretch and warm up. But for some reason, Sean, you make us podcast from our knees sometimes.
Yeah, we're all sitting on our knees, and we have to kind of, like, shuffle around on our knees so that they get raw. Because this is Tuesday Night Raw, folks.
Oh, Tuesday Night Raw.
Yeah.
It's a shout-out to Jeff.
Yeah, Tuesday Night Raw.
Tuesday Night Raw.
The
with your knees... will look like bacon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or like
breaded fish sticks.
Or
smushed raspberries.
Baked yams. I'm getting hungry.
I love yams.
So speaking yams. Of the dreadlock Ooh. Warlock, I just want to say that again.
Dreadrock.
Dreadrock. Dude, that's a sweet, that's my dreadrock. Favorite rock. That's my favorite type of music, dreadrock.
Oh, that's a new like hardcore.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like, Yaman.
Dread. No. you took it to a whole
Yaman
Rastafarian kind of.
Yeah, dread rock.
That'd be called Bad Brains.
Bad Brains.
Yeah.
Why is it called Bad Brains?
No, there's a band called Bad Brains.
Oh.
And they're basically like that, hard punk, Rasta.
That's fantastic. We'll have to look them up. Get them on the podcast.
Uh huh. Yeah, well, I don't know. It's pretty... They've been around for years, so they might not be around.
They're dreadlock warlocks.
They cut their dreadlocks.
They did?
And they hung up their war.
I'm pretty sure that when they cut off their dreadlocks, they lost all their powers.
They do.
And now they can only do dreadrock.
Dreadrock. Boop da da. He's here for another 12 minutes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to... We're going to have to get him in here so we can stretch out this podcast. Stretch it out.
Maybe we should have a segment called Stretching Out Our Podcast.
Yeah, where we just riff about random shit like we're doing right now. I think that's what this
segment is. No, it's completely different.
Oh, yeah. This is all written, by the way. This is all scripted, 100%.
J-Pro's only job when we're not recording is...
Look, right here it says Dreadrock and everything.
And he writes our scripts.
Yeah. He writes the scripts. He actually does the voices of us. Like, there's not two people here at microphones. I am J-Pro, and I am also J-Pro, but I'll say it in my other voice.
I am J-Pro.
Oh, I meant my other voice,
oh,
Eric.
Oh, sorry. This processor unit's a bit slow.
Yeah.
My name is Eric.
I wonder why, like, since I'm only one person and I'm just talking to myself, why I don't understand what I'm saying at any given point. That good.
Dude, we're confusing. We're so confusing, we confuse ourselves.
And by we, I mean I.
Yes. I.
Yes, since we are both one person.
We are one.
Yeah, and when we talk at the same time, it's just fancy editing.
With our boners combined.
I am J-Pro, the only person on this podcast. The only listener is also J-Pro. In fact, if you're listening now, you are J-Pro.
It's J-Proception.
The tables have been turned.
And the tables are now in your kitchen.
But for some reason, it's a round table.
And you turned it 360 degrees, so it's back where it was originally. The table was moved, but, you know, you'd never notice the difference.
It turns out, the table was never turned.
It turns out, the table was turned all along.
It turns out, the table was turned on.
It turns out, nobody turned off the table when they left the house.
It turns out, your house is now on fire, because you left the fucking lights on.
It turns out, J-Pro sneaks into your house at night and rearranges your shit.
One more. It turns out, J-Pro breaks into your house and edits your podcast while you're sleeping.
It turns out, your wife is actually J-Pro.
Oh, fuck. I gotta go home.
Oh, wait, you have a wife.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
I gotta go check something out real quick.
Oh, Jesus. Man, I didn't know all this about J-Pro. This is really strange. Mm-hmm. I'm a little creeped out.
Yeah. The things you don't know about the people you work with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always been J-Pro. All along.
All along.
Yep. Your whole life has been one long dream that J-Pro had. A fever dream.
Your dream is my nightmare.
My nightmare.
On Elm Street.
On Elm Street.
Elm Street. Elm Street.
On Friday the 13th.
13th.
There's like 7 Friday the 13th this year, or less. There's less than 7, but more than 0.
Do they have 13 yet?
13 of them?
Yeah.
There's only 12 months.
I meant the like the actual movie. Is there, you know, like Friday the
13th? Are there 13 Friday the 13th? Yeah. That's a great question. I don't know.
So it's a good question.
J-Pro keeps whispering at us, but I don't know what it is.
Because he keeps saying that his burrito should be done by now.
Yeah, it's not. It's cold.
It's cold on the outside, molten hot on the inside.
It's the 13th episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were leading up to that.
I was going to say, to ask you the question.
If only we could get him a microphone.
For Friday the 13th, it's our 13th episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The big 1-3, the unlucky, a certain Ill Oyerson would hopefully not show up.
Il Bay or Oyerson.
Yeah. Yeah. That pig Latin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So happy 13th episode, Sean. I mean, Derek. I mean, J-Pro. I mean, my wife.
I mean, me.
I'm confused. I think it's time to go.
Yeah, it's about that time.
It's
whenever we start believing that we're actually J-Pro and that this has all been a fever dream and that your wife is J-Pro and that I'm the only listener and you're actually Sean, but your name is Derek, but you were born as Eric, but then the tables were turned, but they weren't turned and they were there all along and you left your lights on and somehow the house caught fire because of that, that's when we know that it's the 13th episode.
It's come to an end. It's all come together.
I want to give a shout-out to our good buddy, Josh Verbanitz. Great musician. You've heard his music a lot on the show. If you haven't listened to our show and you're listening now, that's an oxymoron. That's a paradox. You can't not listen to our show and be listening now, so you should really have your head checked.
Mm-hmm.
And I will
Shutter say, Island.
Yeah, and all along you've been J-Pros for your whole life, so check that out. Talk to your doctor. But it's Joshua Bannett's birthday, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jay Verbs. That's what we used to call him in high school, Jay Verbs. But yeah, great.
I never met him, but he's got some good music. And
yeah, he's a great guy, super nice. One of these days you'll meet him.
All right. I'll fist bump him.
Yeah. So just wanted to give a shout out to him. We're going to play another one of his songs here.
I'll let him use my crotch cumber.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep it warm for him, too. Yeah.
Check us out on iTunes. Just search for In Poor Taste. Check us out on Stitcher.
Chickity chickity check.
Rate, review, subscribe, not in that order.
Subscribe.
And check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/InPoorTastePodcast. Some other asshole had In Poor Taste. But the same thing with FeedBurner. FeedBurner.com/InPoorTastePodcast. Because some jagoff made a comic strip that he never updates, and we can't get a hold of that either. So. And I tried to buy InPoorTaste.com, and they told me that the seller is interested in a four-figure number. And
what?
I told him it was highway robbery. And then I said, that's highway robbery. I'll offer him $10. And the person came back with, that offer is In Poor Taste.
And nice.
And I was like, that's well,
that's
well done. I think the person that's selling that domain name has been waiting for years for someone to come at them with a terrible offer. For years.
Nobody's going to, because it's terrible.
That offer was in poor taste. I wanted to reach through the internet and tear that person's nuts off.
Wow. That's in poor taste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, wait, that's the name of our podcast. So, yeah, check us out. Rate, review, subscribe. Now I'm just begging.
Please.
Fucking please.
Please, sir. Please, sir, may we have another listen?
Fucking would you please?
Please.
Please,
Timmy,
sir.
Timmy hasn't had a listen in years.
It isn't the holidays, but I'm starving and freezing cold nonetheless, sir.
It may be warming up outside, but don't you have the warmth in your heart?
I'm sorry I did that.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm offended.
Oh, all right, we need to go.
Yeah, we're going to go.
It's past my bedtime. It's like 6:30 in the morning. I need to punch in for work in like an hour.
Yeah, well... here's another song by Meeting of Important People. I hope you enjoy it. Check you next week, I guess.
If you cast it, they will bot.
As it goes into your platter, then it sea. And all the names you've heard in dreams before, you'll never find them anyway. Then it goes onto your platter, and it calming down, but I'm too aware for you and me. All that it's got me for, you'll never find it, you'll never find it anyway. That's been done before. You'll never find it. You'll never find it anyway.
We can't now my internship from the girl who got money in the hour for I've got to meet her and fetch her. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Ethiopia, a fuck bag fucked a bag.
You'll never catch me, Lodestar Desperado!
I wish we would have had that recorded. Jack and my dick, 1, 2.
Jack and my dick!
You really know how to ruin a cut.
Dad, what do you do about ballbag mold?
All right, see, that was way over the top. That was like a cartoon character.
Oh, fuck it. Just
that was.
All right,
I'm sorry.
I think that was good.
Are we leaving?
For doing it in 2.5 hours. Yeah,
let's get
out.
Get the fuck out, you fucking bastard!
Oh God.